Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams of protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises. Just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
This week, we're talking about the official return of the Toyota Celica and how EA brought Need for Speed Most Wanted's M3 to life, plus how Cadillac finally got into Formula One and why automakers want to be required to make EVs. But first, a Sultan's leaked car collection. Welcome to the Big Three.
Guys, who's your favorite Sultan? Quick. Gun to your head.
The one from Aladdin.
Okay,
that's is that a sultan one. Or was he a vizier?
No,
Jafar. Was Jafar a sultan?
I think Jafar was a sultan. Who's your favorite sultan?
It's so hard to pick. I love the amount of opulence and people that have that kind of wealth. So yeah. I think that they all deserve the award of best.
Welcome back to the Big Three, where we definitely know what a sultan is. My name is Nolan Sykes. Joining me this week, Joe Weber.
Hey, can we talk about something other than cars?
And Max Maddox.
Hey guys, if it doesn't have a manual transmission, I'm walking out the door.
I think we talk a lot about stuff that isn't cars.
I know
every
we do
week here.
Yeah,
we always make fun digressions.
That's what people in the comments say. Can you guys talk more about stuff that's not cars?
That's not cars. Okay, so. Serious hats on. No more bits. How was your Thanksgiving week, guys?
I'm not going to lie. It was pretty good.
Good. How was the baby's first Thanksgiving, Joe?
Oh, baby's first Thanksgiving was great. We gave him sweet potatoes.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Did you chew it up for him first?
Yeah, I baby birded it. No, it was great. We did a small one this time. Normally we have like 12 to 18 people over, and I was like, I can't do it year. So I got an heirloom turkey, and I'm still trying to figure out what that means.
So it's smaller?
I don't know.
It
was 12 pounds.
Oh, that's a big turkey.
But like I know how a tomato can be an heirloom
tomato.
Well,
this heirloom pork now. Anyway, it's all, you know, it's.
If someone can explain to me
no
in the comments.
Genetic modifications, I think.
With heirloom tomatoes, I thought they were juicier than regular ones.
I'm not really sure,
so maybe
honest.
That's what it means.
They're just, I know that they look kind of messed up. That's what I thought heirloom meant.
Like it's ugly just, fruit?
Yeah. They're like brown and spotted or something. No one is on TikTok right now.
Well, yeah, I just got an alert for breaking news.
Oh, my God.
That's right. The upcoming Jag that we talked about last week has leaked.
Let's see this.
Let's take a look. That's it. There's your Jaguar. It's very boxy.
It looks like the car that the Joker drives. You know what I mean? The
one like a rich Joker.
Like the one that's based on the
G37. The Vador or whatever. Those are the tiny little pictures.
We're looking at 400 pixel pictures from 15 feet away.
All right. Well, the point of it is it's very, very boxy. I mean, this is a concept car. I do not believe that this is a official production car. If it was, I mean, that's ballsy. Details are, again, this is Monday morning that we're recording this. Details are scant. So by the time you hear this, you're probably more informed than we are, to which I apologize. Would you buy this?
No, I don't think so.
Would you want to ride in it?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, why not?
It reminds me of the Cadillac Celestiq.
A
little bit. Big EV sedan. Very sharp looking, sharp edges, boxy.
For me, it's giving like Bentley Rolls Royce-ish.
Yes.
I can get that vibe.
Yes.
You know what it is?
From the back, it looks like a Chrysler Crossfire.
It's taking that really thin
Chrysler Crossfire, not a bad looking car.
Minimalist headlight design to the extreme, where it's just, I mean, it's just a barely a little thin horizontal line.
It's like a neo Art Deco style almost, you know? Pretty cool.
No rear window, which means that there's cameras abound.
Yeah, cameras abound. All right, let's keep it moving into our first story. Last week.
Speaking of leaks, huh?
Our first official story. Yeah, speaking of leaks.
Oh my God, two leaks in 1 week?
The Sultan of Brunei's car collection was leaked. And guys, it is as insane as we purported it to be back in past gas when we covered this guy. The collection contained over 7,000 cars at one point in time. That's a lot of cars.
That's too many cars. And yes. We did a wheelhouse on it a while ago. The pictures that were leaked were from 2003. So these cars, there's a good chance a lot of them are rotted out.
Definitely because moldier.
They weren't taken care of. This is something we reported on in Wheelhouse 4 years ago. They're in the middle of the jungle. It's a sweaty jungle. It's one of the sweatiest jungles. Sweatiest jungle out there. There's just so much rot in these cars, and they're not taken care of.
I mean, you can see they're moldy in these photographs, and these are from the mid-2000s.
So, little background. Brunei is a little country in Southeast Asia. It's on the island of Borneo.
Brunei is a small country. They're oil rich. Yep. It's honestly like a tiny country. It's like San Marino-sized country. There's basically the only people that are rich in the country are the Sultan, his family, and he's kind of like a playboy prince kind of dude.
Real piece of shit, to be honest with you. I mean,
he's got good taste in cars themselves, but bad taste in how he trims them out. They're all just kind of, they all have like rainbow stripes on them, weird colors. He's got a whole garage filled with just yellow cars.
Big Bentley guy, big Rolls Royce guy. Apparently at one point they had 500 Rolls Royces. But there are some really interesting cars that have leaked in this collection. I don't know if you guys saw all of these, but I think he had 5 Bugatti EB110s. One of them is specced out, like you said, Joe, in complete like rainbow livery, including the interior, which has rainbow seats from the factory, from Bugatti, because they're like, hey, Bugatti, we want it made this way. And they were like, sure, you're rich. And they made it for him.
So it contains doubles and triples, as you mentioned, EB110s, 3 McLaren F1s, and 8 Ferrari F40s. I believe one of them is green.
Yeah, there's
a famous one. We've known about that one for a while, I think. Mm-hmm. There are also a lot of bespoke stuff. A Ferrari 456 GT wagon.
And a 456 sedan that was specifically made. It's a one-of-one from Pininfarina.
That's super cool. And a Bentley Dominator, which is not a Bentley, wearing a bunch of leather, but a Bentley SUV from before Bentley built the Bentayga Dominator.
Ah, very cool. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about the way this leaked? I guess there was a group of people who had access to this hard drive for years. That's because somebody from the Sultan's team had taken all these pictures in secrecy. They were all on a hard drive that just a really limited group of people had access to. And apparently there was a little bit of turmoil in the group. There was a falling out. And so somebody decided to go rogue and they leaked all the pictures without watermarks or anything in the last week. So that's why we're seeing them now for the first time.
Pretty funny.
The fact that there was a group of friends that had this hard drive that they were all obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
They
had it for a long time too.
And I guess now that's it. Friend group's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the pictures are out. They don't get to gatekeep them anymore.
That's the
imagine having a hard drive for 20 years, though. I'd
probably can't. Magnetic.
What?
Magnetic tape hard drive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Weird.
I had a flash drive in high school of video project I made in high school, like my high school video production class. One of them being the skate tape that me and my buddy made. And I really wish I had.
Please dig that up.
That's leak gone. That. It's gone now.
Triple leak.
We were going around this gated community in Atascadero. That we hopped the fence to get in because it had all these hills. It had all these rolling hills throughout the...
You did longboarding back then.
Did longboarding. Yeah, okay. I was on my longboard with the camcorder that I borrowed from our high school class. And then my buddy was on his shortboard, old school, pool
penny
deck.
Board?
Not penny. No. Like a
Dogtown deck or something.
Yeah. A tail at the rear. And he was doing all these sick ollies and grinds and stuff like that while I was zooming by my longboard getting the shots. Good time.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had that. I wish someone would leak that.
Mm.
Find that and leak that.
You have to have an inner turmoil in your group.
Yeah. I mean, when don't we have inner turmoil?
Oh, dude.
I'm so... Actually, no. You know what? Thanksgiving, when I got back after our trip, I was just sitting in my apartment with my cats, playing my guitar, and was just like, you know what? Pretty grateful for what I got right now.
How's your line six?
My line six, it's not great. So it kind of sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Spider 2.
The line six Spider 2. I got that thing on the metal mode all the time.
So crunchy.
Yeah, that's I want to get a different amp and some real pedals, but yeah. Thankful for you guys watching and listening and you guys sitting here with me and everybody around.
Oh man, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Family.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Now back to the show.
Cadillac was finally accepted into Formula One. They were able to join the grid in 2026 if the team is ready. They're expected to use a Ferrari powertrain until 2028, at which point General Motors plans to have its own powered unit ready to go.
That's weird to me.
Why is that?
Because Cadillac is very successful in IMSA.
Yes. But that's a whole different drivetrain.
I know,
power unit.
What, you got to stick a new different drive shaft on that thing?
If you want to make your debut, you got to make sure it's bulletproof. Yeah. You know?
So this has been a thing for a while. Andretti Motorsport has been trying to get into F1 for months now.
Years.
It looked promising. And then the FIA was like, no, no, no. And then Andretti was like, well, we're going to build a factory in the UK. So we're closer to everything. And then I think that's maybe the deciding factor.
Well, another big factor was that it wasn't just the FIA. Liberty Media as well wants to have an American team in the sport, you know, keep getting those American audience members. But the I forget what the organization is, but the consortium of all the teams together, the existing teams. They didn't want to have another team on the grid because that means that prize money would be split even further.
Yeah.
And all these teams, they rely on that prize money to keep their programs going year after year. It's not just sponsors. So,
well, especially teams like Williams. Williams gets like a heritage bonus every year, which kind of keeps them.
Ferrari does. Ferrari gets that.
Williams too.
Do they?
Yeah. Williams as well, and I think that's kind of the only thing that's keeping Williams afloat.
Well,
they're
owned by a private venture capitalist firm. They were injecting a lot of money. I mean, anyway, so the teams were the ones that kind of like put the kibosh on that. It got to the point Andretti contacted the FBI, and the Congress was like looking into the FIA and this whole kerfluffle, like seeing like what actually was keeping them in. There were FBI agents, I think, at the Las Vegas Grand Prix walking
that
around.
It seems like
interviewing
a waste
people.
Of FBI. Aren't there like DB Coopers and stuff that they need to be finding?
Put them on DB Cooper. Have they found that guy yet?
He's gone. Unabomber, we got him.
I'm just saying they need something else to do if that's where they're sending their agents.
Hey, you know, I don't know.
Do you think there's a bunch of guys that were like, can I go on that?
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, I want to go to Vegas to the race to investigate.
Yeah, I'll do Vegas detail.
So Cadillac wants to use the team to bring more Americans into the sport, obviously. But one of the seats on the team is going to be reserved for, quote, top American talent.
Sergeant.
They also have plans to eventually get into Formula 2 and F3 as well and use those series to develop American drivers for this team. So very cool. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's either between Logan Sargeant or Jake Paul to fill that seat for Cadillac.
I'd like to see Jake Paul challenge Michael Schumacher to a race right now.
We probably will see Jake Paul in an F1 car.
No, he's too buff, dude. He can't even fit in there.
Get a special seat.
Yeah, they'll fit him in.
Yeah.
It'll be an F1 car that he made himself that'll be a green mini truck with big arms coming off the side.
I like Cadillac. I'm excited about Cadillac in general. I think that's one of the brands right now, besides like the super high-end luxury thing, which they're trying to do now, which I like a lot. They've got the C25 Blackwing, yeah, which I think would probably be the one new car that I would buy if I had like $100,000 to spend on
it
a car.
It is sick, yeah.
I'd buy a TRX.
Ram truck. Well, they don't make the TRX anymore. You'd have to buy the RHO.
The RHO.
Would you still get that?
Yeah.
But bringing it back to Cadillac. Watching the IMSA Petit Le Mans race in Road Atlanta was very fun. And even though Porsche Penske flew us out there, I was also kind of rooting a little bit for Cadillac because their cars sound really sick. They're just the startup.
Yeah, I was gonna say they had that viral moment earlier this year where it went for like the car would be leaving the pit silently in hybrid mode, and then the engine would kick on, super just gnarly sounding.
Cool.
I think they're gonna be competitive.
I don't. Immediately out the gate, never works, never happens. But there is a rule change coming soon. I don't think it's next year, but yeah, 2028 when the chassis change again. That usually levels the playing field for everybody. Everyone's trying to get those regulations and get the dynamics figured out. Customer team, basically, for the first two seasons using a Ferrari engine. We don't really know what chassis they'll be using. They might, you know, they might even go to someone like Dallara and get like a off the shelf, quote unquote, chassis to pair with this engine.
Dallara does Indy chassis too, right?
They do like everything. Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of like a, like I said, off the shelf kind of deal. If you're a smaller customer team or just starting out, you're going to use one of them, just get your feet wet.
Yeah.
Figure out your team logistics, everything like that. And then you're going to spend the next, I mean, if they haven't started now, you know, they got to have their chassis ready by 2028 when those new regulations come in. They got to build that whole team infrastructure. I think that's when we'll start seeing them working. Like we saw that with Haas when they first came in, right? Like
they are just now.
They are just now this season starting to become like somewhat competitive in the midfield.
Sure.
And it took them a while to get there because, you know, building an F1 program, you can either buy one that's like super, that's already established, like Red Bull did with Jaguar. That was not a great team, but they were able to build that relatively quickly into a championship winning team. Yeah. Or, you know, you're gonna have to plug away for almost 5-10 years maybe before you start getting competitive. So
you gotta have that grind set mentality.
You do.
If you jump into F1.
You also have to have a great driver to help lead your development. And, you know, I've heard the name like Connor Herta is like in the ring for this seat. So
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Gatton Matarazzo.
why is he your go-to guy?
Do you ever have like phrases or words stuck in your head that just you're like, why is that in my head?
It's called a stim.
Is it really?
Yeah. Stimming, you know? You're going through your like little loops that you get stuck in your head.
Oh, well, Gatton Matarazzo is mine. He pops up in my head at least once a day.
I love it. Okay, let's move on.
I can just picture him like in your head, just like smiling in the background, like at random moments throughout your day.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that too.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Now back to the show.
A group called Alliance for Automotive Innovation has sent a letter begging the incoming Trump administration to not drastically change the various EV tax incentives and emissions regulations currently in place in the U.S. In layman's terms, this group of automakers wants to make EVs, and they want everyone else to have to do it as well. The AAI includes 42 different automakers, including the big three here in the U.S.
Hey.
So it's not just a little fringe group here. 42 manufacturers, that's a lot. I don't even think I could name 42 of those. When the big three were asked for comment by Car and Driver, Ford and GM pointed them to the letter, but Stellantis insisted that they weren't part of the lobbying effort.
What do you think this is? Do you think they're like, oh, we've dumped so much money into EVs that I think everyone should have to dump this much money?
I think that's a big part of it. I think there's probably some government help that would allow them to continue this development so that they can continue making cars, you know, 30 years from now.
Absolutely. I mean, the EV purchasing kind of environment right now is heavily reliant on government subsidies. I mean, you get like a $7,500 tax credit if you buy one in California, at least, right? I think that number is starting to go down, but there is a big tax incentive to buy one, and that's government money right there. So the regulations the Alliance said they're most concerned with keeping are the ones that curb emissions, which will ultimately lead to an EV-heavy future. Very interesting. The letter also noted that policy whiplash is bad for business, as automakers have already invested billions of dollars in EV development. Yeah, I mean, even though it might seem strange for this incoming administration to back EVs, in the long term, it makes way more sense for them to do so. I mean, we're already on the back foot, I think, in terms of EV technology. You know, the tariff on Chinese EVs particularly kind of proves that, I think. You know, like the Neo that we drove, was an expensive one, but they had like a $35,000 EV that would be very competitive in the U.S. market if not for those tariffs that double the cost. So
I sent you that Forest Auto Reviews. I can't remember what the company was called, but it was a Chinese company. It was a luxury EV that had every bell and whistle. It also had this crazy, like all you had to do was look at an open door and it would close it. You can like, it senses your head like movement. That. I know it's kind of weird, right?
Gimmicky tech, but you know, neat.
But anyways, like it was, if a U.S. automaker made this car, it would be $90,000 to $100,000, if not more. And they were, you could buy it for $45,000, which is crazy to me. So I think that things are about to change as well with this new administration. I think there's going to be more tariffs. It's going to be more intense. Like everything's going to go up a little bit.
The fact that it's 42 different manufacturers, including the big three, I mean, it just shows that like big business sees the forecast. They see the big picture here. Like when it comes to, you know, it might sound easier for, you know, take a look at a company like Dodge and be like, oh yeah, stop making EVs. We're over that shit. Start building Hemis again. Like it probably wouldn't be too difficult for them to do that, even if they've already expended billions in EV development with their new charger. But, you know, big picture wise, you got to look at like countries over in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia they are diverting their economy away from oil because they know that it'll run out eventually. Like they're trying to become a tourist and cultural destination to cover their losses when oil production falters, when it eventually slows down and runs out.
Yeah.
So like they know this, like short term, yes, it's easier to be like, EVs, make the V8, let's get the Hellcat again. Short term, yeah, it sounds awesome. But long term, not tenable. So
I'm trying to think of how there's 42 manufacturers that are in that little cabal. Like what companies are there?
I guess we'll have to read the letter, Max. Also, I mean, like they said, automaker whiplash. I think like, you know, EVs right now are seen as like they are a luxury item. They are a status symbol, especially Teslas. Like everybody in LA that had a BMW 15 years ago drives a Tesla these days. Yeah. Went BMW, Prius, Tesla. So having a industry whipping back and forth, I think like between EV and gas, I think would kind of weaken people's confidence in either product. You know, like how am I supposed to trust what the future is if the industry itself can't decide either? You know, and we might be seeing that already, even without external political factors. We'll see.
Yeah, I think we're just in a very transitionary time.
Very turbulent time.
It is turbulent.
Turbulent.
I don't think anybody really knows what they like anymore either. Like people are very.
I don't. I bought a truck and started listening to Sturgill Simpson. Never listened to country before. I'm trying to figure it out, man. Trying to figure it out.
Nolan finds himself.
I bought a Telecaster.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice.
American
dude.
Made?
No, in Ensenada.
Oh.
Because this week, our Nora 500 video launched. It's Wednesday when you're hearing this. The video's been out for a couple days. You know, our experience in Ensenada, I won't give anything away, was so eye-opening. I was like, I wanted to buy a Mexican telly in Ensenada. We just didn't have time. We were like, kind of get on the road. But when I got back, I was like, okay.
So that was the inspiration you wanted
to
buy.
That was the inspiration. I wanted a built-in Ensenada guitar.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. So you're
listening to country music now.
Yeah.
Drive a truck.
Yeah.
You started jockeying.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that like mewing?
Kinda.
Sure.
In a sense. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Weird. Yeah. Feeling weird today. But yeah, I mean, to your point, like people not knowing and like this kind of being, I think big picture wise, if we can get kind of like not ethereal, but esoteric for a second, like it is kind of like a time of us kind of figuring out and waiting for the next big thing, I think. And I think that's present across every sector that at least I'm like clued in on, like technology, like phones have kind of like.
Phones, technology, yep. Jelking.
I mean, what's next for jelking? I don't know.
They're going to use AI.
Well, I mean, yes, AI kind of seems like they're trying to find like a problem that can actually fix, right? It's like
you go on every website now, and there's this little AI assistant with some stupid little
cars
name.
Have it. Like the Neo that we drove had AI assistant.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? Rivian is officially not using CarPlay or Android Auto in their infotainment devices anymore, which is something that most car makers are not doing because they're like, oh, we want everything to be connected to people's phones. Yeah. But Rivian's saying, well, no, this is going to let us future-proof our cars because we have a lot more control over the interface. And I think you're going to see a lot of the decisions that car makers are making today just to appeal to like what's working for us now is not going to work in 12 years.
The cynic in me wonders if that's just because they don't want to pay a licensing fee to Apple or Android. And maybe those companies have like upped their rates because I love CarPlay. Like any, like I had it in my Mustang. I had an updated head unit with CarPlay on it. It was great. I want to do that to my truck. Like, I think it's great technology, very convenient, but yeah, I don't know. At the same time, you don't really want to be beholden to outside companies. Mm-hmm. If you're someone like a Rivian or Tesla, Tesla doesn't do it either.
Mm. I think it's smart on their part.
I could see it either way. I think from an end user perspective, like I like CarPlay a lot and I want that, especially if it's wireless, but I don't know.
As long as my EV can make fart sounds instead of
that's what's important.
Blinkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. I guess the point that I'm making is that there's a lot of division right now in cars. And I think we just need to like just let cars get good again. Everything's gonna be fine. Things are just gonna be a little bit different. But like, I don't know.
That's the thing though. Cars are great.
Yeah.
I think
they're all pretty good.
Yeah, everything has like a turbocharged four banger now and like pretty good gearing, like
good gas mileage,
great mileage. At the same time though, like the more cars I drive and the more older cars I drive specifically, you know, you get in and for a while I was kind of like, oh, you got like auto journo types or like people who have been around for a while who like complain about new cars. I'm like, you guys are just jaded and like nostalgic, but I'm starting to see their point a little bit. Like a lot of the new cars are really good and perform great. Everything that we just mentioned, but at the same time, a lot of them do kind of lack the character that a lot of older cars had. And I don't really know why that is. Maybe it's just
that was something
overall.
I noticed even like just focusing on something simple like the interior. Every car that I sat in at the LA Auto Show felt exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
Everything has like a big long interface, like a digital dashboard.
You get curved screens now.
Curved screens. It just felt like there wasn't an interior that I sat in where I was like, whoa, this is cool. This is different, whatever. Everything just felt kind of the same.
It's almost like they're afraid to embrace that it's a car that you're in rather than like a moving do it all machine that cars kind of are these days with
it felt
all
like,
the touchscreen technology, all the climates. I mean, all that stuff's great. Don't get me wrong, but the presentation, at least on a lot of them is, like you said, very similar.
Yeah, it's like cars are liminal spaces now.
I mean, kinda. You look at Tesla's interiors, very minimalist, and that's set off a whole trend in the auto industry where it's all minimalist and like there's no knobs or nothing.
Give me our knobs, Brad.
Yeah.
And bring back the ball chiller.
Are
while
cars
you're at
liminal
it.
Spaces, Max?
Interesting. Interesting.
Minimal. That's
not
liminal.
My car.
That's an interesting thought, dude. Whoa. So what's jelking?
Jelking is when you try to increase the length of your penis by stretching it out. And so they've got devices that people will use. They've got special pants. They've got special like devices and apparatuses for your bed.
Cool. What is this episode? Okay.
You just went along with all that jogging talk and you didn't know what it was?
I didn't know. I'm not clued in on that.
Is that like music?
What might be the most iconic car in video game history has been brought to life. The silver and blue M3 GTR from Need for Speed Most Wanted has been recreated in a joint project by EA Games and Speed Hunters, and it's currently on display in Munich, Germany. Let's check this little thing out.
So E46 M3 with a V8.
Cool. It's so cool.
And a big bad body kit in that classic blue and silver livery.
So this is a E46 GT3 car that they like dressed up like this, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
It's an actual GTR.
That's cool. Dang, that's like Joby's car. It's rad.
Yeah, I love it. The
that's liveries, a car.
The silver and blue livery is iconic. I love this car. I used to play this game. You used to play this game too.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's how I discovered Static X. Their own soundtrack.
Yeah, push it, push it.
Is that... Static X, or is that Power Man 5000?
The only, you are the only thing.
That song. That's like the title track of this game, I think. Anyway, so like we mentioned, it's the number 42 Team BMW Motorsport M3 GTR driven by Jörg Müller and JJ Leto.
Cool. It
won the ALMS GT series back in 2001. Müller also won the Drivers' Championship in this very car.
Cool.
So it's... Hey, it's cool, man. Then again, though, this thing's 20 years old.
Yep, that's true.
Car's over 20 years old.
Yeah.
And the game is like going to be 20 next year, I want to say.
You know what this is? This is our Steve McQueen Bullet Mustang.
Oh,
I was
going to
say, I was like, what's the equivalent of this? And I think you're right. Yeah. Like kids, not that kids are reading like, I mean, cool kids are reading, you know, all these car magazines, but like. They're not going to know what this is.
I think this is more akin to like the Superbird because it's like an actual race car.
I see what you mean.
The boomers were like, oh, back in my day. You know, now we're the boomers.
Back in my day, Jörg Müller drove this car.
Look at me. I'm the boomer now.
We sure are. And then in 20 years from now, there's going to be a low car replica.
Oh, yeah.
Or Fortnite bus, you're right.
I was going to say Fortnite bus or Fortnite Cybertruck or something.
That's true. Fortnite Cybertruck, hell yeah. After a year of rumors and teasers, Toyota announced last week that the Celica is finally making a comeback.
Dude, I missed this news because I was on the road.
Which road?
The 40.
Where the hell's that?
The I-40 going from Needles to Albuquerque.
They're just making up numbers now for roads. You know,
everyone outside of LA doesn't put the in front of it. They'll just say I-40.
I understand. We don't need to interrogate that. I'm still thinking about jelking. All right. Sorry.
Always on the mind. So let's talk about the Celica. So the news comes from Japan's Best Car, who had the scoop on everything from the Celica comeback to the impending death of the GTR this year.
Oh.
The Celica, as we know, had a run from 1971 to 2006.
Dude, I saw a mid-2000 Celica on the road the other day, and I used to hate them.
Dude, they're sick.
They're sick.
I'm into it. My friend they're Katie cool. had one. In college, and it was so cool.
And they look great in silver.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those cars that were like really polarizing at the time tend to age well.
Yeah.
Like I guess for me, it's the Nissan Cube was one where I thought it was really goofy and stupid looking. And then I think they're kind of cool now. I like it.
I think, no.
I don't like the Cube. I don't like the Soul. Kia Soul.
Dude, Souls are fun though.
They are fun. I had a girlfriend that drove one. It was
hamsters
fun.
Love
and
them.
You drove the Soul GT, and Soul you were GT like, was decent. I think I'm a Kia guy now.
Soul GT was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
back to the Celica. A 400 horsepower turbo 2 liter is on the table.
Jesus Christ.
Could also be paired with the all-wheel drive system from GR Corolla, making it more of a GT4 revival than the seventh generation.
That would be sick if it had the turbo four and the four-wheel drive. That would set it apart from the GR Corolla, I think.
Yeah, let's just hope they put a better clutch in it than the GR Corolla.
Ooh, yikes.
Because we had one for this for a video shoot a couple of years ago.
You did well, Cyclone Donuts.
That was some extenuating circumstances on why the clutch went out on that, I think.
Well, yeah. It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't
my
I'm
fault.
I'm just saying.
That car was driven, yes, it was driven aggressively, but I've heard that that's like a really common thing with those cars, that the clutches tend to go out pretty easily, and it is a car that you might want to do Cyclone Donuts in.
What are you guys hoping for? What are you guys hoping this new Celica delivers?
Well, you know what I say. I want the 2-liter turbo,
mm-hmm.
and I want all-wheel drive. I think it'd be sick.
I think it should be brown.
Manual
only.
Manuel.
Used from the factory.
You know, with Fenders, you actually can get a used guitar from the factory. They do the fake aging on it.
Oh, yeah. So what do they call that? The custom shop?
Like road worn or something like that? Or custom shop. Yeah.
It'd be cool to be the guy that just has the belt sander and he's just flipping up all those new strats before he sells them to people. I love that.
That would be so funny to have a road worn from the factory car.
They just get a guy that's just slamming the door.
Slamming the door, hitting like shopping carts into the car.
Yeah.
Like brushing
holes, the clear car off,
dimpling the fender.
Getting babies and like having the babies barf in the car. Gummy worms just shoved into the
babies. Pouring milk in the AC. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
you ever dropped milk in your car? You used to drink a lot of milk.
I used to drink a lot of milk.
Well, he was driving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be crazy.
Is it that crazy? Because I used to drink milk.
Drinking milk is crazier than drinking booze while driving.
Really?
For sure. Absolutely.
Sometimes I would get off work when I was a cook and have a cup of milk in my car.
Cup?
And one time the cup just spilled. And then I had, you know, a puddle of milk in my car.
No.
Puddle of milk, the worst.
puddle of mud covered. Yeah.
Everything is so blurry.
I can't think of a word.
What's that one where it's like, she f***ing hates me or something?
She hates
me. Bro, I spilled sushi in my car last year.
Oh,
I was eating... I went to Albertsons and I got sushi from the grocery store sushi aisle.
Albertsons sushi.
Oh, which, man. Yeah. And I was
asking for trouble.
And I was so hungry that I just ate it in the parking lot with all my groceries in the back. And I spilled one and it went under my seat, like fish, rice, and everything. And I could not get my fingers in there at all. There's still remnants
of
it.
Did spill a lot of milk in their car a few years ago. Eddie.
Really?
He had like a protein shake in his Prius and it like spilled underneath the back seat. That was the worst smelling car I've ever experienced.
God.
And he battled that car for like years trying to get that smell out of there. So don't drink milk and drive.
Yeah.
So Celica, obviously people are going to want something. They're going to be like, oh, Celica's coming back. This thing, that was a base model car back in the day. This thing's going to be $30,000 tops, compete with the Civic Si.
Mm.
I would not hold my breath on that. We're talking about something with a turbo four banger, supposedly, and all wheel drive.
400 horsepower.
Yeah 400 horsepower.
Possible.
You better start using AI to make fake websites to sell bullshit dropship products if you want to afford this one, pal.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm trying to say.
What are dropship products?
You don't even have to touch the product. You're just the middleman.
Oh,
you
okay.
get the money. Yep. And the products go from
warehouse to consumer.
Yep. Yes.
Damn, I got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Celica is going to be sick. I'm not going to be able to afford it, but
no, it is. It's going to be very cool. I mean, if that GR4 is anything to go off of, I think it's going to be a proper ripper.
Yeah,
proper ripper.
Yeah,
proper ripper, mate.
That's our show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving week. Hope you had some good quality time with your friends or family, however you do it out there. Follow us at Donut Podcasts on Instagram and our personal Instagram accounts. You have Max Maddox at Max Maddox and Joe Weber at Joe
Don't
G.
Don't follow me.
Joe G. Weber. Go see cute pictures of his baby.
No, don't follow me. I'm trying to do a reverse psychology.
Oh. And follow me at Nolan J. Sykes if you'd like. Make sure you watch that Nora video too if you haven't checked that out yet.
Yeah, 46 minutes.
I'll watch it after this. with you guys. So hit us up on your favorite podcast platform. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. And maybe send us an email at big3@donutmedia.com.
Yeah, we do have that. You can also just write in the comments what you want us to cover and we'll read it.
Someone's going to be like, I want Nolan to cover his face.
I want Nolan to cover his bellend with some jelking. Give us a 5-star review on Spotify or wherever you download your podcast, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.